What up, what up, what up, Ortandians? This is your girl, Ortandia, and you are tuning in to your favorite podcast, House of Ortandia. How are you guys doing? We have not talked in, like, forever. We have not talked since October. My apologies. My apologies. You guys, you know, if you've been walking with me for any period of time, you know that I do these podcasts as a form of therapy for myself so that I can get things off my chest. So they may not be as frequent as you like, but when I do get on here, I'm going to say something. That's my goal. That's the goal anyway. So since we haven't talked in a while, I put a poll up. I want to know, what do you guys want to hear from me this year? Do you want to hear more social issues? Do you want to hear more entertainment things, television shows, celebrity news, that kind of thing? What do you want? Which of the two do you want to hear more? So check out the poll and respond. And you can drop me some suggestions too. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, you can go in and drop me some suggestions. If you listen via Anchor, you can call me up and leave me a voice message. And so, yeah, let's get more engaged. Let's talk more. Okay. And so, man, what have I been doing since last October 2022? We're in a brand new year, 2023. And we're 3 months in. We're in the first quarter. Today's March 13th. Depending on when you're listening to it, it may be later. But, man, we're right towards the end of this first quarter of the year. Let's see. What's been going on with me? Well, I'm in a UX design program. I'm learning user experience design. I'm in a program that's going to take me about 3 months, maybe four. It's interesting. I work full time. So on top of that, I'm learning this, program, which I'm hoping to be able to employ in the fall, the winter. My goal is to finish this program, get some volunteer work under my belt, like for a nonprofit. Perhaps they need a UX designer so that I can build out a portfolio. And then when I start applying for jobs in the winter, I'm hoping to land a very lucrative job in UX design. So yeah, the Christians that are listening, keep your girl in prayer. Because it's not easy working full time and then going to learn this program. And this program is kind of intense, you know. And so yeah, that's what I'm doing this first quarter. Well, I just started like 2 weeks ago, so not quite the whole first quarter. Let's see. I just celebrated my 7th year anniversary of being locked. I think that's coming to an end. I think I'm ready to cut them off and, you know, just have my little short little afro. Not even an afro. I don't even know what they call it, but the little short cut. Either this year or the top of next year. I haven't decided. So I think my lock journey is coming to a close. What else is going on with me? Let's see. How's my workout journey been? My workout journey has been like, I'm trying to be more consistent because I am getting older. I've been getting older for the last whatever. You know, I will be, 49 next week. And so I need to really, not that I'm turning into like a senior citizen, but you know what I'm saying? I need to really like hunker down and be like, because I don't want to be on like a bunch of pills. And so I really need to hunker down and get a really good workout regime and be consistent with it. I can get a workout routine going, but consistency is the problem. Let's see. What else have I been doing? What else? I'm going home for my birthday. I can't wait for that. I get to see my family. I have not, been home in a minute. So I get to go and visit my family. You guys know how I love to do that. That's pretty much it. What's going on with me? You know, I'm still working and, you know, part of my church home. If you shout out to my church, if you're ever in Philadelphia, come and visit us, Harvest Time Christian Fellowship. That's pretty much it. Working, this training program, working out more, eating better, all the same stuff. Working out, trying to eat better, drink more water, mind my business. And in that order. Let's see. We're going to take a short break. And then I'm going to tell you guys what I've been reading. And so, all right, hold on tight. And I'm back. Okay, what am I reading? I'm reading three books right now. The first one is How to Stand Up for Yourself, Assertiveness, and Still Win the Respect of Others. I'm pretty assertive, but, you know, this book is given some really, really good. It's by Judy Murphy, but I'm just going to read a little snippet of it. Let's see what I want to read to you guys. Okay, here you go. It says, assertiveness is a style of communication that empowers its user to speak out and stand up for themselves in clear, respectful ways. It allows for the confident expression of your needs and feelings without the need for proof. Being assertive means expressing your wants while being mindful of the opinions, wants, and feelings of others. I'm really enjoying this book. Again, it's called How to Stand Up for Yourself, Assertiveness, and Still Win the Respect of Others by Judy Murphy. Good read. If you are a person who is more aggressive than assertive, aggressive people don't care about the needs of others, don't care about hurting the feelings of other people. But assertive people, they care about the feelings and needs of other people, but they make themselves primary. They advocate for themselves. You know, they make sure that they are not devaluing themselves or lowering or demeaning themselves at the expense of making sure other people are comfortable. So this book is really good, and you know, go out and pick it up. The second book I'm reading is What Would the Rockefellers Do? It's by Garrett B. Gunderson. That's G-U-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, and his first name is Garrett. And the subtitle is How the Wealthy Get and Stay That Way and How You Can Too. I'm going to read you a little insert from this book. It's a really good read. Okay. Let's see. Where can I read from? Okay. It says, if you want to empower your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, don't simply leave them money to spend as they please. Keep the money together. Design trusts that direct how money can and cannot be spent. And pass on your values to the next generation so that your vision doesn't stop with you. I think I want to read a little bit something else from here. This book is really, really good. Let's see. Where do I want to go? Where do I want to go? Let's see. Okay, hold on. Let's see. I'm going to read this part right here. It says, assume, for example, that you have sufficient funds to allow one generation to supplement its income, take more extravagant vacations, and retire early. What if those funds were instead used to foster education, provide a small but meaningful down payment on a first home, or provide loans to start a business? For how many generations could the funds last in that scenario? 2, 3, 4? What if those successive generations repaid on and replenished these funds? Would it be possible for a family to create a perpetual opportunity machine? The answer is yes. And so they're talking about how to set up, the gist of the book, I won't say the gist, but a main point in the book is how do you set up life insurance policies, whole life insurance policies for generations. And one excerpt that I didn't read, it says that at birth, when you first have a child, you should be taking out a life insurance policy for that child, say $100,000. So when that child turns 18 and wants to go off to college, You don't have to, they don't have to get student loans or anything like that. You can take a loan out on that $100,000 life insurance policy. You don't have to go to the bank. You go right with your insurance company. Say, take out 80 grand. Say your child wants to go to the local state college and say it's 80 grand. You could take a loan out from that insurance policy of $80,000, pay your child's education in cash, and then you pay back on that insurance over and over again. Don't say that child turns 18 and they don't want to go to college. They want to start a business. You take a loan out for that $10,000 against that whole life insurance policy. Give that child a 10 grand to pay to start their business, and then they pay that back. A non-interest loan against your own life insurance policy. So the book is really, really good about creating generational wealth. In essence, they were talking about this is what the Rockefellers did. Not just the Rockefellers, a lot of legacy families do this, meaning a lot of rich white families do this. So pick up the book again, What Would the Rockefellers Do? How the Wealthy Get and Stay That Way, and How You Can Too, by Garrett Gunderson. And then the last book, the one that I'm so interested in, that I just love, it's called Black Man's Religion: Can Christianity Be Afrocentric? It's by Glenn Usery, U-S-R-Y, I'm not sure if I'm saying his last name right, and Craig S. Keener. Again, Black Man's Religion: Can Christianity Be Afrocentric? And you know I'm going to read you some excerpts from this. Let's see. Hold the phone. Let's see what I want to read here. I love it. It started out by talking about how barbaric Europeans were. They're not the intelligent, wise that they try to come up, like how their writers write their history as if they came out the gates as brilliant. They did not. They came out the gate as barbarians. Okay. All right. So, let's see where I want to start. Let's start here. It says white children can still grow up assuming that their history is the only history worth studying, that the mantles of Egypt and all truly great civilizations are theirs. In other words, they are socialized into a passive racial bias that affects how they think of other people, whether or not they overly engage in racism. Psychological studies indicate that as early as age 4, white American children can begin assuming that the world is white-centered, and this brings various psychological and emotional complications when they confront the real world. On the other hand, many white students, if given the chance in learning environments when they are young, can develop an appreciation for diverse cultures. Let's see. I'm skipping down. It says, nor is it likely that the main characters of the Bible, including Moses and Jesus, look like Anglo-Saxon Europeans. World history is also our history. The Bible is also our book. And the history of this country is also our history. Though whatever advances we have made here have generally come against apparently insuperable odds. Let's see. And it starts talking about the African kingdoms. Okay, let's skip over. I told you I was going to read a few passages from this book. It says Africans began building a civilization in Nubia by 3000 BC, and Africa has never been without some powerful societies since that time. Let's see. Nor should it be denied that North Africans owned many white slaves, the Mamelukes, I might not be saying that right, for a period of time, a matter of historical interest unfortunately neglected by some Eurocentric scholars. Yet Europe also practiced debt bondage and serfdom before it learned the use of African slaves from the Arabs, and neither Africans nor Arab slavery could be compared with the frequently fatal horrors of Europe's transatlantic slave cargo ships. Okay, here we go. Europe cannot lay claim to a superior knowledge of Christianity. The idea that Christianity is a white or European religion is a myth fostered by the narrow memories of white races who do not distinguish between cultural adherence to a religious doctrine and full-hearted commitment to Christ as rightful Lord of one's life. Woo child, this book is good. Okay. Nubia and Egypt constituted powerful civilizations before Europeans ever emerged from barbarianism. Medieval Europe, in fact, drew many classics from North Africans who were translating Greek works, and many examples show that Europe in this period highly respected African civilizations. A 10th century European emperor, for instance, chose an African as his nation's patron saint. Negative attitudes arose only later. Again, the book is good, child. I'm only in the first chapter. But that little bit is in the first chapter. You got to get this book, Black Man's Religion, Can Christianity Be Afrocentric? By Craig Keener and Glenn Usery, U-S-R-Y. But that's what I'm reading, guys and ladies and children. What are you guys reading? What am I watching? What am I watching on television? Let's see. I'm watching... Okay. So you guys know I love TV. I love to watch TV. I love to laugh, and I love documentaries. So laugh-wise, I watch a sitcom called American Auto. It's on NBC. It is hilarious. I don't know if they're supposed to be Ford, General Motors. I don't know who they're supposed to be. But it is about an American auto company, and they are absolute clowns. Think about like The Office or Abbott Elementary. How was that slapstick humor kind of? It's just like that, but it's hilarious. It's hilarious. So I'm watching American Auto. I'm watching on Hulu. I'm watching, I was watching Special Forces, where these celebrities were on a special force. It was like Navy SEALs and that kind of stuff. Training. They were getting like Navy SEAL training. And so the celebrities that I remember when I started watching it, it was Mel B. From the Spice Girls. It was Kenya Moore from Real Housewives of Atlanta. It was an NFL football player, which I don't know his name. It was a professional soccer player who was retired. It was a woman from The Bachelorette. And most of the celebrities I didn't read. Oh, and Dwight Howard from Miami Heat, which I'm not, I think he's retired, but I'm not sure. But the two that won was the young lady from The Bachelorette and the retired soccer player. They won, which was like crazy. I didn't expect either of them to win. Who I expected to win tapped out. So Special Forces, which is on Hulu. I'm also watching Abbott Elementary. That's still a hoot. I'm watching, again, the Chicago series, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago Med, SVU, which has been on for like 1,000 years. I'm still watching that. New Amsterdam is over. They had their season finale in like early February. So that's over. Let's see. What am I watching? Oh, I'm watching Alert, which is, I watch it on Hulu. I guess it may be on like CBS or NBC or something, but I watch it on Hulu. It's based in Philadelphia. It's about people being kidnapped. The acting is terrible, so don't go on there thinking you're about to get some award-winning actors. But I don't know, it's just intriguing. And then I'm watching The Accused, which is also on Hulu, and it changes every episode. It's about people being accused of some crime, and the episodes are wild. They are really wild. Am I watching anything else? That's pretty much it. In terms of new things, if you guys know of any new sitcoms, nothing that's foolish. I don't want to see nobody having sex, murdering people, cussing. I'm not interested. But if you guys know some really like Abbott Elementary style comedies, drop me a comment. Let me know, you know, what's out there. Reality show wise, like cooking shows and stuff like that. The last thing I watched, it's not a cooking show, but I watched The Circle, which was on Netflix, which was amazing. I watched, it was another show that a game show that I watched. The Closer? No, that wasn't it. I can't remember what it was called. When I remember it, I'll let you guys know. But those are the only two game shows that I've been watching, that I watched. I'm waiting for the next season to start. And that's pretty much it music-wise. Let's see what I'm into music-wise. I still prefer 90s R&B. I still prefer 90s rap, hip-hop. I still prefer 80s R&B. But today's music, let's see. What I listen to today? I like Burna Boy. I like some of Coffee's music. Burna Boy is an African, Nigerian artist. Coffee is Caribbean. I believe she's Jamaican. I like Blessing Ofer, who is a Nigerian artist. He's a Christian artist. He's amazing. He's a pianist. He's blind. He gives you like Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder vibes, but he's really, really dope. Let's see. I love Pink. She is amazing. She has this new song out called Trust Fall, which I really, really like. She's just, I was going to go and see her. She's coming to Philadelphia this year. She's on a tour, but her tickets are like $300. No, ma'am. Absolutely not. I think the cheapest one is like in the hundreds. Absolutely not. I will watch it on YouTube. I will not pay her. No. I will not get nobody $100-something to go see nobody. I like Pink. Let's see. Who else? What have I listened to recently? Nobody like current. I always listen to, when I listen to like music on YouTube or whatever, I'm always listening to older people, like 80s and 90s music. Let's see. Mary J. Blige, occasionally. She has some new stuff, you know, but I think her last album that came out last summer, you know, with Good Morning Gorgeous and Celebrate, all of those songs. That was a great album, but I don't listen to it that often, you know. DJ Khaled, some of his stuff. Well, when I say that, I'm like, he doesn't sing. He only gets people that can actually sing or artists and put them on compilation albums. So, the only thing that I've liked that he's done recently, well, it's not even recent. He did this last year too. Where You From, when he has like Beanie Man, Bougie Bonton, Capleton, all on the same song. That song is fire. I said, when I heard it, I texted one of my brothers. I was like, this man has assembled the Jamaican Avengers. Because, yo, the song is fire. It came out like last summer, like 2022. But it's called Where You From by DJ Khaled. Like I said, it's Capleton, Beanie Man, Bougie Bonton, and Bounty Killer. Child, that song is fire. Let's see. That's pretty much it. Every now and again, something that's out now will like catch my ear. Let's see. Gospel music wise or Christian based music, like I said, Blessing 04. I'm not really into. I listen to Maverick City every blue moon at home, more so at my church because they play it a lot at my church, but very barely at home. Every now and then, blue, I'll put that on. If I'm putting on worship or gospel music at home, I'm putting on Faithful CC, Auntie CC Winans. I'm gonna put on some Rita Springer. I'm gonna put on some Canton Jones. I'm gonna put on some KB. I'm gonna put on some Reconcile. I'm gonna put on some, who else? Some Christian hip hop. Those are all Christian hip hop artists. Reconcile, KB, Canton Jones. Who else? Let's see. That's pretty much it. My rotation in Christian music is kind of small. Like, I don't really venture out too much. I like the older stuff I like pretty much the oldest, not like 80s Christian music, because I wasn't born again then. I like it probably came out like the last 10 years or so, maybe. Blessing 04, I just came across him this year. So I don't know how long he's been out. But let's see. Who else do I like in Christian music? And it may be other songs, and I just don't know who sing it. So, yeah. Yeah, that could be it, too. Because I couldn't tell you who sings certain things in Christian music. But, yeah, girls and guys, I think we pretty much caught up. Because, like I said, we haven't talked in, like, 6 months. And so, I wanted to catch you guys up on what I was doing, what I've been into. And, like I said, I want to know what you guys want to hear more from me this year. You know, drop me a line. I want to know, what are you reading? I want to know what you're reading right now, because I like to, if you're reading something that intrigues me, I'm going to go snatch it up from Amazon. And also, I wanted to say, I'm going to drop my website in the show notes, and so you can pick up a couple of things from me. You can pick up an activity book called Do You Know Your Bible? A to Z, Person, Places, and Themes. It's an activity book. You can pick up an activity book for your little girls. It's called Abigail's Entrepreneurship Workbook. It takes little girls from nuts to bolts, from beginning to launch on their business. And that is also on Amazon. They're both on Amazon. You can pick up a card game from me called I Love You. It's a card game for married couples. And you can pick that up on my website as well. You can pick up if you're a brand new entrepreneur or if you're thinking about launching the business, I have a brand new ebook out called Funding Your Business. You can pick that up from via the link that I'm gonna put in my website as well. You're gonna learn 5 sources of funding for your business, where to find funding. How much money do you need to start your business? And you're gonna learn how to organize this information. It is a workbook, and there is sections for everything. So I would suggest that you print it out, put it in a notebook, and work it until you can, you know. Oh, in the end, you're also gonna learn in this ebook, how to build your business credit, because that's key. You need to build your business credit. Tip. The highest credit score for your business credit is 100, but you need to build it, starting with getting an LLC. I'm going to give you a little bit of tidbit. You need to get your LLC. You need to get your EIN number. You need to get your business bank account, and you need a first tier line of credit, like NAV credit or Uline or something like that. Somebody that reports to all 3 business credit bureaus, so that after about 6 months, you can go to the second tier, then the third tier, and so on and so forth. But you got to start building that business credit. That's if you're really trying to grow. And so, yeah, check out all these resources that I've created. Buy them, share the link with your loved ones and friends and coworkers so that they can buy these things. Because I created them. I wanted to, for you, you know, I didn't create them just because, so I can look at them. I created them for you so that you guys can go and be great. Go and be great. Enjoy them and be great. Enjoy your life. Be great. Okay. So that's it. I want to say thank you guys for listening to me from episode 1 way back ago, up until now. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And like I always say, I want to see you in heaven with me, and I'm out.